You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamari e te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show. My name's Rachel. And we've got a very special guest on the line. It is actress and acting coach Miranda Harcourt. Morena, Miranda, how are you?
Morena, very nice to talk to you.
Hey, it's really nice to talk to you too. I'm really keen to have a bit of a chat about what's going on in the film industry at the moment from, you know, a seasoned professional like yourself. We're seeing huge, unprecedented, to use the buzzword of the century, change for all of our arts industries right now. But film is going to be a particularly weird one in that we see a lot of people come internationally to New Zealand to do movie making, and we also see a lot of actors here having to change the way that they're performing. What are some of the big changes that you're sort of anticipating seeing happen, Miranda?
Well, I'm part of something called the Screen Sector Strategy 2030, which is a group of people who are putting together some strategic changes and ways to alter the way we work in preparation for 2030 and how things are obviously going to be very different in that year. And that group started thinking about change for COVID-19, but coincidentally and luckily, actually, that group was able to work through the COVID-19 period and incorporate some of the changes that have come about due to COVID-19 into the strategy. And I can't talk in huge detail about that, but it's just good to know for those people who are out there working in the entertainment industry that there is a group of smart people from across the whole industry working to ensure that we've got a robust industry going forward with an eye to the future, as opposed to just kind of scrambling around collecting all the lollies that happen to be thrown out by any passing grown-up, if you know what I mean.
So
whether it's crew members, whether it's people working in script supervisory roles, whether it's people working in the production office or actors, we are all dependent on local production and also those productions that come from overseas. And it's at the moment, I think New Zealand and Australia, and I've got my fingers crossed when I say this, I think that New Zealand and Australia are in a really great position because we've done the right thing. We've been a little bit smart, you know, thanks, Jacinda, about implementing lockdown fast and early. And so now we're emerging cautiously at way before LA and way before England, obviously, because things just are going to hell in a handcart over there. So I think that I know that in Australia, production is coming from offshore, and I would hope that New Zealand will also be the beneficiary of offshore production being able to come to New Zealand, as it has in the past. Of course, but I'm hoping that we get more offshore production in terms of film and television, because it is safe to come here, notwithstanding the fact that anybody travelling around the world at the moment has to go into 14 days of
quarantine. Do you think that that's going to affect much of that sort of coming and going of actors and crew members and stuff? Because obviously 2 weeks is quite a long time for people to be you come to a country and you get straight into the job. 2 weeks is quite a long period of time to not be able to do that. Do you think that that's going to have a big impact, Miranda?
Well, at the moment, no, I don't, because if it was just New Zealand, then yeah, it would be a death blow. But it's not just New Zealand; it's everyone all over the whole world. Doesn't matter where you go, you could be going from England to LA, or you could be going from France to England, or blah blah blah. Wherever anybody travels, everyone's going to have to submit to a 14-day isolation period at the moment. So everyone is working on a completely equal, even playing field. And to my mind, it's better for actors, particularly, or cinematographers, or whoever, who are travelling from another country, because the jet lag coming from Europe to here is horrendous, as we all know in New Zealand. But people coming here for the first time don't quite understand how horrendous that jet lag can be.
So it's actually a bit of an adjustment. You get that little window to adjust yourself a wee bit too.
They're just going to be doing a better job once they come out of self-isolation.
We've also seen in the last couple of days as well some of the production around the Avatar film kind of slowly maybe being able to kick back off again. Are you sort of hoping that it will be quite a quick turnaround to getting these big projects back up and running in New Zealand?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, do I hope it will be a quick turnaround and heaps of work will come our way? 100%.
Yeah.
And I also feel positive that the powers that be, the film commission, the producers, the people at Park Road Post, the people who are bringing Avatar over here, and also the much vaunted untitled Amazon project up in Auckland, and a number of other films and television. Of course, people are going to be working like, you know, ducks swimming calmly on top of the water, but their legs working furiously under the water. That's what's going on right at the moment as we try to take advantage of this window to get production up and running in New Zealand. It's a huge moneymaker for New Zealand. It's very tied into the tourism industry, as we know from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. So, you know, why wouldn't people be working incredibly hard to get production up and running? There's a big proportion of New Zealanders work in some area related to film and television production. So from a jobs perspective as well, it's really important to get that really kicked off again.
You also work with a lot of young actors, Miranda, because you are an acting coach, and you work with students who are still studying. You're working at the Actors Program. I know you've also helped out students at Toi Whakaari and other schools as well. What do you think is going to be some of the big challenges for these young actors coming through in New Zealand at the moment into a very changed industry, not just for film and television, but, you know, for all theatre making?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't feel as confident about theatre, obviously, as I do about the film and television industry, because I think it is possible to make film and television in a socially distanced environment on the journey towards finding a vaccine for COVID and creating the illusions that we have to create on film and television in order for that product to be made. But obviously theatre is a live experience, and it's a live experience where the audience are clustered together in a kind of a herd identity, experiencing something of beauty all at the same time. So it's an experience that occurs in time and space immediately, as opposed to in two dimensions on the screen. And so for theatre makers, this is really hard yards. And of course there'll be some people who are making beautiful work, like the Auckland Theatre Company, who'll be doing a fantastic adaptation of The Seagull on Zoom. I mean, that's a great idea, and I think they've moved they've moved quickly and effectively, and also at a very high level of achievement to create that work of art. And good on them. But that's one example.
That's such a good example, though, in many ways, of works adapting to the present moment as well, because that's such an important part of art making, full stop, really. It always has to be somehow able to show a mirror back to what we're experiencing.
Yeah, and so they're lucky that they were able to move fast and kind of use the Zoom space. But not, we can't just have a million theatre productions that all use Zoom.
Exactly.
So, that's really, going forward, the idea of gathering people together in a space to experience something simultaneously in time and space, that's going to be a big challenge. And in answer to your question, in terms of the challenges for young people, for example, the Actors Program, or TAP as it's called, and other drama schools around New Zealand, this is a really hard time to be graduating as an actor who hopes to work across different platforms, that hopes to work in making radio, in doing theatre, in making theatre, in working in film and television, because of course there'll be a massive job squeeze on, and many, many people are going to be who are already working will be losing their jobs, and so entering that job market is tough. There will always be the odd kind of unicorn who springs ahead and for whom a great career flowers kind of unexpectedly, and that's the way things have been for us in New Zealand for a long time. Keisha Castle-Hughes, Anna Paquin, et cetera, et cetera. Julian Dennison. But for most of us, we carve out a really rewarding, multifaceted job.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a real difficulty. So, in answer to your question also, I think that something, this is really practical and boring, but very important. I think that New Zealanders have to be better at doing an American accent. That's like my simple...
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
That's a very hot tip for any young actors out there. Get better at your American accent. You heard it from Miranda Harcourt. Hey, Miranda, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. It's really interesting to kind of get your thoughts on what is going on in the film and television industry and for young actors at the moment. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Same to you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.